Amazingly, we all begin to speak, roughly around the same time that we are weaned off our mother's proverbial teat. Then, as we're just getting into the syllable swing of our playground parlance thing, and we've managed at last to pronounce the TH together as ting, we are sent to school to learn rudiment and rule, tedium and tense. And we begin by breaking our newly acquired language skills into a lexicon Lego box of unintelligible nonsense. Morphemes, lexemes, phonemes, all rattling day and night into our dreams, till every single child is on exactly the same boring theme. Oh, adjectives, articles, subjunctives, transitives, prehistoric, past historic. And the only thing that ever seems to be heard is that first person singular with a loud imperative verb. So why not forget snivelling around the subjunctive and the subordinate with its first and second clause? I mean, they're merely meant for butler or bystanders to bow and beg or open doors. If you don't want to lose yourself, use yourself as the direct object pronoun, and then, obviously, you shall always be found. So, if in doubt, if in very much grammatical doubt, turn your sentence into a statement with clout. Use the first person singular with a loud imperative verb, and preferably remember to shout.